Hey everybody, it's your favorite Husky Hero. You're back with a 2023, retrospect episode to recap my year. Excuse me. So I'm really not sure how long, this is going to be, but, just kind of give it, its due diligence and record and really kind of talk about how I feel in terms of, the year 2023. So, my voice sounds kind of echoey. Hopefully, this sounds okay on the back end, but, We'll see how it goes. So, how was everybody? How's everybody's mental health? Hopefully everybody's doing good. I just want to get something out of the way. I gotta get better to God, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who saved me, who's keeping me, especially with everything going on in my life thus far. I'm still happy that he died for me and for my sins, and and the blessings that come along with salvation. So I just want to get that out of the way. But 2023, 2023 has been a eventful year. A lot of things going on, with me spiritually, a lot of things going on with me personally, a lot of highs and lows, when the work is going well and, recovering from a car accident I was in about this time last year, recovering from that, going back to work, getting back into the swing of things, and thinking about if I still wanted to be in the human services field, and going through changes in staffing and getting promoted, and just going through things of life, doing things with my family and my children, marriage has been up and down, just all the things that come with life. But 2023 has been something different than years past, and I can't wait for this year to be over. Looking forward to 2024. I feel like 2024 is gonna take me to a whole new different level, a whole new, just dimension of horizons. I feel it. Will it be an easy journey? Of course not. nothing in life is ever easy, but I do anticipate that it's gonna be something different. In terms of spiritually, socially, employment, all those things as well. I think it's going to be something different in the past. But in terms of my podcast, I'm not sure if I'm going to record, for my own personal channel, like I would do in the past, because it's kind of hard to recording by yourself. It's really hard to get motivated, especially with my mental health and, with my bouts of depression and, life in general. It gets kind of gets monotonous to record. So I'm not saying that I'm not going to, abandon this whole podcast thing, but I think I get more satisfaction being on other people's shows, I like being on Pop Stew and Nostalgia Funhouse and, anywhere I could be to lend my voice. I think that's what I want to do. I really have more fun, more enjoyment listening to other people's shows and podcasts and sharing and subscribing, and that gives me more joy rather than doing my own thing. And I appreciate all the supporters out there, listen to my voice, who take the time to share, to like, all those things. I definitely appreciate that. All that meant a lot to me. Everybody who's listened and viewed and chimed in and all that, it meant a lot. It means a lot. So come 2024, I really think I'm really going to be, not so much a Husky Hero. I think I'm going to be a more of a podcast mercenary, podcast for hire. And I'm using hire, air quotes, because I can never charge anybody, especially for people that I like, that I love being on the show for. I'm never going to ask for money or anything like that. Don't just have me be a part of the show to lend my voice, especially to the topics that I like to care about. But in terms of my own personal channel, I'm going to keep it up. Depending how I feel, I might record. My daughter, she likes to do the podcasting thing, so we might do it together. Even, my little guy, he likes to record. So, I may do more family things, but when it comes to my own personal channel, I don't think I'm going to really record too much. Anytime I'm going to be on somebody else's show, I'm going to, like, share it, always pushing, They say there's some good quality and fun podcasts out there, and it gives me tons of joy and entertainment as I'm, going through my you know, as I'm going through life, you know, whether it's work, in the car, you know, I can just listen to other people's shows, take notes, and get triggered, get happy, you know, and laugh and joke about it, and, you know, and chime in. So that's always fun. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. But, you know, back to 2023, you know, this is, you know, staring down the barrel of a few legal things, you know, but nothing crazy. You know, I'm keeping my freedom, but, like, you know, just, you know, social status things and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm looking forward, you know, to like a rebirth, a reinvention, you know. I really feel like a phoenix who's risen from the ashes of a few things, come back with a blaze of glory and kind of, you know, restore some things that I lost along the way, you know. So I'm not going to, you know, talk in detail about it, but, you know, if you know, you know. I'm going to leave it at that. Couple other things I want to do for next year goal-wise is definitely travel. You know, me and my kids, I definitely want to travel. You know, visit a couple things, visit a couple places, you know, visit some family that I normally don't get to see. I definitely want to do that. Love to go overseas. You know, always something that I always wanted to do. To some, you know, overseas sporting events like wrestling or, you know, any type of overseas sporting event. You know, visit friends and, you know, certain family have overseas and won't mind, you know, taking a trip to see them. So that's going to be on my docket for next year. But next year, I'm really going to, you know, pour into myself and also into my family. Like I said, I'm just trying to elevate, just trying to get better, you know. Turning 40 next year, so I want to do something big for my 40th. I'm starting to plan that, but that's gonna be fun and be around, you know, friends and family who really love and pour into me. So that's gonna be dope next year, turning 40. Looking forward to that. Looking forward for better health. You know, take my health more seriously. Not to say I've neglected it, but, like, you know how it is. Sometimes, you know, you work, you eat, you know, you lose weight, you don't eat, you know, all those things. So kind of, you know, maintain a healthy balance of maintain an overall healthy lifestyle. So definitely gonna do that as well. You know, look forward to, you know, the pop culture, especially Marvel. I'm looking forward to that next year, all the things that's going on Marvel. And looks like Jonathan Majors is done as Kang, and it's makes me sad because, you know, I think he really helped the Loki series, and I loved Ant-Man Quantumania. Kang has always been one of my favorite characters, and I was looking forward to the variants and all that, but Kang gonna make it. Sad, you know. But in terms of recasting, I definitely don't want nobody to recast Kang. Just move on, you know. I liked how they ended, you know, Loki season 2. I'm not gonna talk about the ending. I like how they did that to where they could kind of, you know, it's open ended, but it's really closed, you know. I'm gonna leave it at that. So maybe someone get forward to a lot of new things, a lot of new beginnings, you know. There's a few podcasts that I definitely want to be on. I'm gonna, you know, reach out to certain folks that, hey, you think of me, you know, as well. So I'm definitely gonna look forward to doing that. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to being happy. Happiness is gonna be, you know, the goal for 2023. How can I get happier than what I am now? You know, that's gonna be fun. It's gonna be funny, exciting, a scary journey all at once, but that's what it is. Trying to figure out what else is going on that I want to talk about. Pro wrestling in 2023 has been crazy. You know, we had CM Punk return to AEW, then he leaves, and now he's back in WWE, and oh man, I can't even make half of that stuff up. But shout out to CM Punk, you know, shout out to CM Punk coming back. You know, I was never really exclusively a Punk fan, you know. I liked him in ECW, you know, for a little bit, and that's when I really started to catch on. You know, I didn't watch him in Ring of Honor. You know, I didn't watch him in, you know, I didn't really watch him during, you know, that Ruthless Aggression era. I think that was when he was there with the Right to Censor. I think that's what he was in. And I didn't really watch much of, you know, Nexus and stuff like that. Whatever he was at, I wasn't really watching at the time. I was too busy working and partying and clubbing and stuff like that. And I didn't have cable. But you know, I'm definitely watching it now. You know, WWE is back with all the drama they've been through with Vince McMahon and changes and Stephanie and all that crazy stuff that went on with WWE. They had an up and down year, but I'm glad that WWE has bounced back under Triple H and HBK and NXT. They have a nice mix of talent, and even in NXT, the people that are coming up, they're calling up, are amazing. The Creed brothers are dope. I like Jensen and Briggs, you know, and Imperium Gunther, to me, he's my wrestler of the year. Gunther's had a quiet but amazing, solid, consistent year between transforming his body, getting called up, showing up, having these matches. Like, you know, he's been making a star with everybody. So, and he's talking more English, but I like how he keeps his accent, you know, and he's amazing. So I can't wait for, hopefully, Dragunov gets called up soon and joins Imperium. I would love to see, you know, Gunther and Dragunov together. You know, they had some crazy matches, like, you know, to me, 5-star matches at NXT. Super stiff, super just amazing as well. So I'm looking forward to, you know, what WWE is going to do with Gunther. We're definitely on the road to WrestleMania, almost a month out, you know. I can't wait for that. January 24th, WrestleMania. That's going to be probably one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year. Like, nobody's even talking about Wrestle Kingdom this year, you know. And I don't even really pay it. I don't even know the card this year for Wrestle Kingdom. And Wrestle Kingdom, if you guys know me, that's my Super Bowl. That starts my year off right, but I'm not even looking forward to watching it. You know, I don't care about the three-way match between Ospreay, Moxley, and David Finley. I don't care about that. And I don't know any other matches. Is it Naito and Sonata, I think, for the IWGP main title? But, you know, Naito, he's on the back end of his career. I'm not really paying attention to it. And Kota Ibushi's not there. And Noah's been having a better product lately. Pro Wrestling Noah, like Marufuji and Nakajima, they're killing it right now in Pro Wrestling Noah. So, and also this week, last week, all of the Japan promotions, they're joining forces together under one promotion. So next year is going to be crazy again. So I got a feeling either they're going to recruit more Gaijin, which is like, you know, non-Japanese people come over, or they're going to make more influence in, you know, UK and the States. So I have no idea what's going to happen with all the Japan promotions. And I'm talking Tokyo Joshi Pro, Stardom, Noah, New Japan, All Japan, Genbare, Big Japan. They're all forming under a banner. So I'm not sure if they're doing that to keep the Western influence out. But we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. So I can't wait for that. And next year, I definitely want to get back into Japanese wrestling. Also with the Joshi promotions like Sendai, Ice Ribbon, you know, Diana, Choco Pro. Excuse me, 2022, I was heavy into the Joshi system over there, so I'm going to get back into all that as well. Sukibon in New York City, hopefully they come back to New York City soon so I can go. Well, I think the next show is going to be in Miami, but all these things. So Japan are really making a push to globalize the brand and the style and all that, which is going to be good for the States. Hopefully they could come to, you know, to Buffalo, because, you know, we are literally a hop, skip, and a jump from most major cities. Plane, train, automobile, very easy to get to. Also Canada as well. So hopefully a lot of the Japanese promotions come to Toronto. I can easily take that drive, go to a promotion, drive back home. It's nothing easy for me to do that. What else is going on? AEW, I'm not liking the product. I barely watch AEW. All those spot fests, all those spots that they're doing, guys are getting hurt. Bandito's out. You know, nobody watches ROH or Honor Club. It's a hot mess over there, but I'm not. Kenny Omega is going to be out indefinitely. I mean, they don't have enough star power there, you know. And there's not too many people who have been in AEW that have elevated their career like they have been in other promotions. You know, Kenny Omega, his stuff in Japan was still better than his stuff in AEW. Even when he was in AEW, his best match in recent memory was against Will Ospreay, and that was at Wrestle Kingdom this year, matter of fact. So January, so 11 months ago, that was his best match all year to me. So, but he's hurt. Hopefully, you know, he comes back soon, but he definitely needs to take that well-deserved time off, because he put a lot of wear and tear on his body as well. And I'm not sure if, you know, Tony Khan or whoever's booking over there is going to be able to book them how they're supposed to over there. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. I'm still going to maybe not watch AEW, but I definitely go on YouTube. I definitely look at the clips, Twitter, and, you know, all the grumbling and the talkings about it. But next year, 2024, TNA is going to be the promotion to watch. TNA is going to take over as the second, and quote me on this, as the second official wrestling promotion in the States behind WWE. I think TNA is going to take over Impact. I mean, TNA is going to take over AEW. They signed Trent Seven. Kushida has signed. Okada is going to wrestle there. So they're already making these big name moves. So Anthem isn't playing around. And now that they partner with the same company WWE is with, is it Encore? I forgot what it's called. But anyways, you know, they're going to do a lot of stuff with that. And now all the Japanese promotions are banding together. So don't be surprised if a lot of the Japanese promotions have their guys go to TNA for an excursion instead of going to AEW, you know, and risk their main guys getting hurt and stuff like that. So we're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to be a very interesting change for the pro wrestling world in 2024. There's a lot of talks about Mercedes Moné, aka Sasha Banks, may return to WWE. She's not signed to New Japan. Talks with AEW fell through, and now the Royal Rumble's coming back. So Nia Jax is coming back, you know. Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, Sasha Banks and Mercedes Moné and TNA. They have a little bit of different there. I love to see her against Jordan Grace. Who else? Masha Slamovich. That'd be a good match. Her and Masha would be fire. Masha Slamovich and Mercedes Moné. That'd be crazy. Who else over there? Jordan Grace, Mercedes Moné. That'd be fire. Savannah Evans, you know, she's a big gal. No, she's hurt until next year. She's hurt for a minute, but who else they got over there? I'm tripping. But her against Trinity, be nice to see them too, even though they're best friends, go with a match against each other. That'd be crazy. And they'll show off for that. And also, I want to see, like, you know, Mercedes go against, like, you know, Miyu Yamashita, Julia, you know, but that may happen in WWE as far as her and Julia. It may not happen, like, anywhere else. But, you know, just a couple people out there I really want to see. As well her go against, but hopefully if she returns to the Rumble, you know, maybe Mickie James might show up at the Rumble. But I mean, I'm all locked in the WWE as far as the Royal Rumble goes and the Road to WrestleMania. Now that Charlotte's hurt, I think WWE is going to definitely jack for position for more star power. And now that Vince McMahon is kind of, like, you know, beyond the background or out, you know, it's going to be crazy. And NXT has a lot of young stars there as well, so, you know, especially with the women, you got Sol Ruka, who should be back soon, and, you know, yeah, Rob Van Yams, you know, Nikita Lyons, and, you know, Jada Parker, you know, all these young stars, and, you know, got the bodies, got the talent to match, you know, Ivy Nile is still dope, you know, Kaden Carter and Chance are, you know, they gonna be okay. They're gonna be okay, but TNA, they need to sign some more women stars, but the men's division is dope right now, but their storytelling in TNA is top-notch as well. So definitely I like Jachelle Shaw. I like Tasha Steelz if she's still there. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kiera Hogan was to go back to TNA. Kiera Hogan is dope, but AEW hasn't done her justice. So we're going to see a lot of people go back to TNA now that they have a major television deal and stuff like that. I think they may be doing things with the CW, maybe. I don't know what NWA is, but everybody's jockeying for a position when it comes to the pro wrestling landscape, especially with TV deals. And we're going to see a lot of things, you know, manifest itself come 2024. Fire is anything else pop culture wise, movies, DC? And I'm looking for, I don't know how I feel about the James Gunn universe so far. He's casting in some things, and I ain't going to talk about all that, but I don't really care for all that. Only thing I'm looking forward to is more Constantine 2 information. Looking forward for that. And more DC animated movies are coming out, which is amazing. Those never miss. Those are never trash. And the DC animated universe is still the best universe to me. TV-wise, I'm looking for a possible Supernatural 16. Everybody's on board to come back. They're trying to figure out the script and stuff like that. So Sam and Dean Winchester, the last time we saw them, they were in heaven. Can't wait for that. That's going to be crazy. If they come back for 16th season, I might just watch it all, binge it all over again just to come back. Once I know they're definitely coming back, that's gonna be cool. Let me see what else. Definitely, like I said, definitely wanna do some traveling. I wanna go to Rhode Island, go see Codex Prime and the UWO, hang out with those fellas down there. Wouldn't mind meeting the guys in Gamerdelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Wouldn't mind going down that way. Definitely wanna go down south to, you know, I got some friends and family in Mississippi I wanna meet. Definitely going on to Atlanta and see some of the pro wrestling peeps down that way. Definitely want to meet a lot of stars. and the Carolinas got a lot of wrestling down that way. Texas, so definitely maybe every 3 or 4 months, I definitely want to go to a different city, go to a wrestling event, and just like, you know, and just live life. You know, if I could take my children, I'll bring my children with me, especially my oldest daughter. You know, she loves the pro wrestling. So what else is going on? So once again, you know, call me the podcast mercenary in 2023, you know, try to think of a cool name for that. So if you got any name recommendations for me to be a podcast mercenary, let me know. I'm open for all names. Open for all names. Let me know how you feel about that. And yeah, I'm open for names. Whoever name I decide to go with, I'll give him a prize and give him some shout outs. You know. So Husky Hero's still gonna be in the background, but I want a cooler name for me to be a podcast mercenary. So if you got any names, let me know. I'm all down for that as well. 2024, once again, once I go through these changes, that's, you know, just pray for me, you know, check in on me, you know, if I'm seeming a little distant, you know, that'd be normal, but just check on me, see how I'm doing, you know, that'd be cool, that'd be dope, and I'm going to continue to listen to the podcast and stuff like that, you know, so all you guys out there, continue to do good work, you know, Spread Those Wings podcast, Nostalgia Funhouse, Pop Stew, Codex Prime, all those guys, you know, continue to support them, continue to, you know, listen to their channels, you know, they do some quality work, all right, and also the BCIBP network, hopefully I got that right, I'm recording live, and I don't feel like doing another take, you know, so support all the guys at the network, the Fitness Podcast, the Kick Podcast, Anime Made Me Do It, damn, that's crazy, all the guys over there at the network, you know, shout out to Matt Johnson, and Andrew Lenz, you know, Johnny Townsend, you know, Trevor, all those guys, you know, who record podcasts and stuff like that. Shout out to my favorite ref, David Jarka, out there. Shout out to ESW Pro Wrestling, Chris Gallo, all the guys at ESW. ESW has had a great year in attendance, and, you know, going to ESW shows this year has been amazing. Support your local indie promotion, you know, whether it's ESW, Nickel City, Upstate Pro Wrestling, you know, if you could drive, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes to a show, you know, plan it out in advance, buy the tickets, you know, buy the merch, you know, do all that stuff. So I've met a lot of good wrestlers this year. I've seen a lot of crazy matches this year. Shout out to the GCW, you know, people who came through. They came through Buffalo River Works and shut it down. You know, Jordan Oliver, dope match. I would love to see Myra Reed. I wish they were still together. But also, I definitely want to go to New York City and catch an MOW show. So if you guys want to go to MOW, catch a show with me, let me know. Man, we'll drive, share the drive, we'll drive down. Also, I want to go to a GCW show. Shout out to my man Chris, him and his man Justin, I think. They go to GCW and JCW in Jersey for the deathmatch stuff. I think I want to experience that once in a lifetime. Talking to them, they said, like, you know, sometimes you can smell all the iron in the air from the blood. You know, I'm a little squeamish, but I think I just want to experience that one good time, just to see a death match, one good time in person, you know, just to say I've done it, you know, but I damn sure ain't gonna be front row for that, because I ain't trying to get hit with glass, you know, knowing me, I get some glass in the eye, then I be looking like Nick Fury or Slick Rick with an eye patch, because I done got a piece of light tube in my eye, you know, but I definitely want to catch that up. Like, I would love to see Sawyer Wreck or Ryu, Rina Yamashita, you know, those girls, they go and they do the death match. Even Mickey Knuckles, you know, Mickey Knuckles is wild, but I won't mind meeting her. You know, Schlack, you know, he scares me, but I won't mind meeting him. Cologne, if he still wrestles, I haven't seen Cologne in a minute. Or Hoodfoot, you know, I might end up going to Detroit to see some death matches up there, but, you know, I definitely want to, you know, just experience more out of life. You know, there's more to life besides working and paying bills and, you know, being depressed. So I definitely want to go out there and do that a lot more often. You know, just hang out and chill and be happy and, you know, be the best father I could be, and, you know, be the best brother, you know, friend, you know, and stuff I could be. That's what it's going to be all about 2024. Try to be the best me I can be. I started my lock journey, started my locks. I got some starter locks in. You know, I haven't had hair this long in about 20 years. So God has blessed me with some hair and closed in my bald spot a bit. So, you know, ask me offline how I think I grew my hair out. You know, let me know. I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want it to get flagged, and I don't want, you know, certain people to get upset, but I have an idea, and it's pretty plausible to me. So let me know about that. What else is going on? So if you would like to, couple things. If you like to support the channel, you know, by all means, you know, if you feel like you want to do a donation, or if you just want to say, hey, you know, like, share, subscribe, that's always free. You know, if you wanted to, you know, donate to the channel, Cash App, you know, Venmo, PayPal, whatever the case may be. HuskyHero716, $HuskyHero716 on Cash App, or just call me, text me, Facebook me, whatever you want to do. You know, whatever you want to do, if you did want to support the channel to help me start the new year off right. And once again, by liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing, all that helps as well. You know, definitely reach out to more people. But like I said, in the meantime, if you guys need a guest on your podcast, you know, I'll check my schedule, you check your schedule, and we get it popping, we get it going. You know, I miss hanging out with certain people. I miss doing certain podcasts, but I also want to do some more podcasts too. Whether it's spiritual, whether it's sci-fi, whether it's aliens, UFOs, time travel, music, whatever the case may be, you know. I'm well-versed in a lot of different subjects, so if you feel like I got something to say, feel like I got something to offer, let me know. You know, we'll work it out. Your people call my people. I look at my schedule if you need me to research some things or watch a movie. One thing I definitely want to do, I definitely want to review Tubi movies. Tubi has been amazing to me this year. I've seen some crazy movies on Tubi. Velocipaster this year, Sloppy Seconds, the list goes on about the Tubi videos, and you know, maybe next year I could become Tubi famous. I'm gonna be in a Tubi movie. So if you're doing a movie and it's on Tubi, give me a call. I could be an extra. You know, we'll work that out, and that'd be funny. That'd be awesome. So, I appreciate everybody for taking the time to listen. You know, taking the time to listen and to support the channel, to support me after all these years. You know, I can't remember how long I've been doing this for. I don't even know what season or episode this is, but I just want to do like a 2023 retrospect. You know, 2023 has been a wild year, but it's preparing me for something greater, for something bigger, you know. So I'm not looking at it as a negative thing, even though it hasn't went my way. But guess what? I'm still blessed enough to live another day, and I'm looking forward to 2024 to see how it's going to work. So shout out to that. Yeah, so that's how that's going to go. By all means, feel free to like, share, subscribe, text me, inbox me, whatever the case may be. Facebook, Husky Heroes, the Healthy Heroines group, or to hit the page, or you know, my name is Gary Threat. Inbox me on Facebook. You know, if you need my phone number, inbox me, or you can email me at HuskyHero716. Once again, HuskyHero716 @gmail.com. And if you want to send an email, but the best way to contact me is on social media. I'm on all social media. You can find somebody that knows me. Easiest thing to do. So, I got like a minute left. What else I want to do? You know, pray for somebody. Tell somebody you love them. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, we definitely want to, you know, if there's any relationships you need to mend, you definitely want to mend that. You know, it's hard, you know, not to be mad at people, but do the best you can, you know. I'm not saying go hug a tree or hug them or everything like that, but definitely, like, you know, kind of let go of certain hurt, because if you hold on to that hurt, it shows. It shows, you know, shows in your health. It shows in your job and all that stuff. So it's not healthy. So definitely, like, you know, forgive people. Forgive yourself first and forgive other people. And I'm not saying forgive things, but definitely forgive. You know, you don't want to hold on to that guilt and hurt and that shame, because it can definitely, like, you know, manifest itself in other things. So live happy. Do the best you can. Take it a day at a time. Drink water. Say your prayers. Eat. Have your vitamins. You know, play with your kids, play with your dog, you know, find something that you enjoy doing. And with that said, it's your favorite Husky Hero. Don't forget to pick out a new name for me, for the podcast mercenary that I want to be. And I love you guys, and I'll see you in 2024. All right, good night.